It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, with over 200 places to buy alcohol near campus in a binge-drinking state, what's it like to be someone who doesn't drink? A recent UW-Madison grad tells us his story.
First, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDIC, released a report yesterday as part of an ongoing review of over 200 business tax credits. And the findings suggest that in many cases, companies were given excessive credits, which could add up to millions of dollars when all the cases are reviewed.
Matt DeFore joins us now. He's state government reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Rob, thanks for having me again.
Well, tell us about these tax credits that WEDIC issues. It's part of their effort to boost business in the state, obviously, but they've gotten a lot of scrutiny over the last couple months and years. So what's at issue in this, in what we're hearing from yesterday?
Sure. Well, the what they're doing at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is reviewing more than 200 tax credit awards going back all the way to 2006, so even before WEDC was created. And they found about a month ago, they reported to the WEDC board that there was a discrepancy in how these tax credits were awarded and verified for companies. Basically, the amount that they the companies can get in these tax credits has to do with how many jobs they create, but they were counting certain jobs perhaps too much for what they actually should have been. In many cases, it's somebody was hired maybe mid-year, and they were getting full credit for having that person on for the entire year. So that's apparently adding up to potentially millions of dollars in over credits that they were awarding.
And how much have they reviewed this so far? This is over 200 businesses, as I understand it, and they have not reviewed all the cases closely yet.
Right. It seems like what they're doing is they're trying to keep the public and the WEDC board aware of this as they're learning things. And so just last month, they reported to the board, but they did not yet know the scope of the issue. They couldn't really tell us, well, how many tax credits are we talking about? How much money are we talking about? And the report yesterday gave us sort of our first glimpse at the scope of it. They're looking specifically at 222 awards. And what they found in the first 18 so far that have gone through two steps of the review process is that there were more than $400,000 in over credits. And so that's considering that the pool here was about $4.5 million that's already been released to these companies. You know, it's about almost 10% of the amount. And so, you know, if that holds up, if that's a representative sample, and there's no indication whether it is or isn't, it may very well be. But that's about $25,000 per award. I mean, it could be in the $5 to $6 million range, but they're really not speculating at this point as to how much it could end up being.
Is there an understanding of why these discrepancies happened? Was it that they didn't define the terms up front to say, here's what counts as a job created for a full year? Or is this something, a mistake maybe that happened later down the road?
They haven't provided a lot of information on the origin of this yet. And, I think what we're going to want to find out as this goes along is, when did it start? Did it start under Commerce? Did it start under WEDC? And, what can they tell us about why this happened and the way it did? You know, was it from the beginning of when these tax credits were created? What we do know is that they are, looking at it very closely to find out how much they over-awarded credits. And they're going to be talking with companies about potentially trying to maybe get some of the money back. But they're not looking at awards that have already been closed out. So they said that there's a different process for that. But these 222 awards do not include tax credits that were awarded perhaps with incorrect amounts and then have since been closed. They're looking primarily at awards that are still open. Maybe they're still part of the jobs haven't been created yet, and they're still waiting to give out some of the tax credits. So maybe they can recoup some of this money in future installments of the tax credits. So I think that's the main thing they're focused on right now.
Talking to Matt DeFore from the Wisconsin State Journal about the latest news from WEDIC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Discrepancies the agency is investigating in the amount of tax credits issued to companies in the hopes of boosting jobs, and not a matchup between the number of jobs actually created and the awards given. Matt, a lot of times when a story about WEDIC starts, the phrase troubled agency is used. This comes in a backdrop of some years of criticism of what's been going on at WEDIC. Can you put this in the context of wider concerns?
Yeah, you know, I think the big issue here is that they are really trying to turn, you know, there's been a lot of changes at WEDC. This whole thing came up because the internal processes at WEDC of reviewing their programs turned up this issue. So this isn't something that the news media, you know, dug out of them. They came forward with this as soon as they found out about it, you know, as evidenced by the fact that they didn't have full information when they came forward with it. I mean, they really are reporting it out as they're finding things out. And in the past, you know, the agency has had issues certainly with tax credits and giving out loans. I think the loans issue has been one of the more prominent ones. But this, you know, Mark Hogan, the current CEO, he's the third CEO of the agency. I think he's really trying to do a lot to restore the public's trust in the agency. And so as they're addressing this issue, you know, they're doing it, trying to give as much information to the public as they can as it comes out.
That's an interesting point, Matt, because a lot of the criticism in the past has been over a lack of transparency in how things like loans and I think in some cases tax credits have been given, and apparently a lack of due diligence before these loans and tax credits are given. Is this being seen as a sign of a new transparency and a new effort to provide better accounting and documentation?
Well, certainly. I mean, that's. I think the agency they've received an audit in the past last year. They had an outside group come in and look at all the agency's practices, and so they are, you know, again, I think trying to really change the culture at the agency, make sure that it is performing as well as it can. You know, they've obviously decided they don't want to go the route of completely overhauling it. At least the governor and the legislature haven't gone that route. Even though, you know, Democrats are certainly calling for changes. But at this point, I think everyone's just trying to see what they can do to work within the current agency. It got off to a rough start back in 2011, and there were a lot of problems. But, you know, as people I've talked to who were there at the time, they've, you know, really made it really does sound like it was an issue with the agency being started too quickly and being really under a lot of political pressure to create 250,000 jobs. I think that contributed to a lot of the issues, and those issues are sort of dissipating.
Right. Democrats had been very critical, but some Republicans had called for changes in the law, for kind of cracking down and providing more oversight over WEDC. I know the legislature isn't in session right now, but do you think that these internal changes, things like this self-investigation of tax credits, will satisfy at least some key critics to where we won't see a new round of legislation in the next session?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you said, the session is over now. It's another 6 or 7 months. By that time, the agency on this particular issue is looking to have a full accounting of this, maybe by August. At least that's according to Mark Hogan. You know, by the time it's fully accounted for, and they maybe are able to recoup most of these tax credits, you know, lawmakers may have other issues that they're looking at. But you know, again, a lot of the stuff we keep uncovering with WEDC is from, you know, from the past. So whether the agency gets another drubbing from the legislature may turn on whether there's any current issues as opposed to issues from the past that come up.
And you mentioned the timeline here, looking by the end of the summer to finish this review of over 200 separate businesses with tax credits. Anything else in the hopper that's ongoing as the state looks at WEDC and as WEDC looks at itself?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think we'll be paying attention to how they're implementing these recommendations from this national group, and not all of them were implemented. There's still, I think that report raised some questions about whether it's effective for the agency to be hiring all kinds of outside attorneys to take care of its legal issues that's still ongoing, you know, with all these loans it's trying to collect. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they really do apply all those recommendations, or if the legislature just kind of tries to let it all go and sweep it under the rug. We'll see.
Matt, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob, very much.
That's Matt DeFore, state government reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about the tax discrepancies found by WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, in a number of its tax credits.